First, no, Ora, the first thing we have to discuss is Be'emes the Kesher between Yom Kippur and Chag HaSukkos. Yom Kippur and Chag HaSukkos seem to be mamish two opposing days, opposite days, where Yom Kippur is Ein Bo L'Achila V'L'Shtia, and Yom Kippur and Sukkos is a mitzvah dafka, mitzvah achila, shtia. You have to understand the Kesher and how Yom Kippur brings us into Chag HaSukkos. Also, Taka, we have to understand the oimek of mitzvah sukkah. What's mitzvah sukkah? Chila, shtia, the tayel besukkah, to walk around, to sleep. What type of mitzvah do we have? We're so much spoken about the kedusha of the sukkah, the kedusha of the sukkah, the kedusha of the sukkah. And what are we nitztava to do inside that sukkah? Eat, sleep, tiyul. How does that go hand in hand with the etzem kedusha of the sukkah? The Or HaMakif of the Sukkah. When the Torah describes Mitzvah Sukkah in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah calls Chag HaSukkos Chag HaOsef. And even in Parshas Emor, where it calls it Chag HaSukkos, but what is Chag HaSukkos and when is Chag HaSukkos? Ba'os Bechem is Tvuas HaSoda. It's a Chag HaOsef. Chag HaOsef, a time where there's an asifa of the tour, a person has gathered all the tour and is about to bring it home. That's Chag HaSukkos. Rashi Taka says then, Emor, the Chazal have to be ma'aber the Shana, to ensure, to make a leap here, to ensure that Chag HaSukkos is going to fall out at the time where a person is bringing all his tour into his house. What's the pshat? Why is it so important for Chag HaSukkos to be at a time of Chag HaOsef? Taka, interesting, that dafka at the time where you're bringing all the tefuah into your house, dafka then the Torah says go out of your house. It's an interesting anticlimax. You're bringing all your tefuah into the house, and then go for the Torah says go out of the house. What's the oimik? What's the inyan of the shpizin in the sukkah? First day Avraham, second day Yitzchak, and so on. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. What's the oimik in that? Why dafka b'chag HaSukkos? We have this idea. But Yeshlema, that the answer to all these ha'aras follows along the same path as we discussed in the earlier shiurim, what the avoid attack of Yom Nerom or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is. Avada, there's a very close connection between avoid of Yom Nerom, of Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, and then to Chag HaSukkos, and then, as we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, to Hoshana Rabbah, seventh day of Sukkos, the climax of Chag HaSukkos. Havad, it's all one long avoida. This is the avoida. We explained by Arichus that avoida of Yom Kippur, Chlal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is to show the Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and Umas Olam. The soul Hashem and soul Azazel, to show that Be'etzim Klal Yisrael is Kodosh, and Klal Yisrael is not really Shayach to Chatoim Bechlal, and the Chatoim are not part of the Etzim, the Atzmius of Klal Yisrael. And that's why all the Chatoim we give over would disappear when we hand them over from the soul Hashem, which is Klal Yisrael, to the soul Azazel, which is Esav, to show that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is to be Mevarer, that the Ra in the world, that the Isurim in the world, that the Averis in the world, the Chatoim in the world, are not really Shayach to Klal Yisrael. That's the avoid of Yom Nerom. Chag HaSukkos takes this one step further. If it's taka true, and about its emes, that Yom Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur shows that the Chatoim are tesefes to Klal Yisrael, but they're not Klal Yisrael itself, Chas V'Shalom. Like the Maral says, that Klal Yisrael, the Maral says, the korbanos in the Beis Hamikdash took away the averus. A goy can't bring a korban chatos. Why? Because the chet is be'etzem and intrinsically linked to the goy. A yid, an averus, is not intrinsically linked to him. It's a tesefes to him. It's a tesefes. It's an addition to him. And therefore, since it's an addition to him, it's like an additional beggar that he's wearing that he takes off and he can clean himself off. It's like a stain on a shirt. So the stain is not part of the shirt, it's an addition to the shirt, so it can come off in the washing machine. That's what's Mevatnizbara Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that the Ra, the Chatoim in the world, are only an addition to Klal Yisrael, not the Etzem. A Yid is not defined, Chas V'Shalom, by his Averis. The Klal is Avabisha Chota Yisrael, Shem Yisrael is in the Mevayer, that the Chet is a Tesefes. Then it can be taken away. Sukkos follows the same lines. The Chiddush of Chag HaSukkos is that not only is a Yid not defined by Averus and by Dvoim Roim, but a Yid isn't even defined by materialism, by Inyonim, by Dvarim Shel Rushus, not Isurim. Gashmius. A Yid is not defined by Gashmius. What I mean is that we live, unfortunately, in a world today where people are defined by how much money they have, that's how much cover they get. People are defined by the cars that they have. People are defined by the size of their house. All these things define people. And by the goyim, that's true, because Be'etzem, they don't have the pnimius that we have. So therefore, they have to take something from outside of themselves and adapt it to them to make them into something. They have to take something which is from outside, which is mimbachutz, and they have to make that part of them. But a Yid doesn't have to do that, b'chla. Famous story that Rabbi Yehuda Lapian, where two bachram came to Kfar Chassidim when he was in the Mashkiach there, and one boy was dressed nicely with a nice suit. You could see he came from a comfortable family, and the other boy came in rags, but he came very dressed very simply. One could see that he had very little financial backing. And more people went to say Shalom Aleichem, or they gave a warmer greeting and Shalom Aleichem to the one who seemed the wealthier one. So Rabbi Yehuda Lapian got up, and Rabbi Yehuda Lapian said, "You shook the hand of the person when you said Shalom Aleichem to him? You shook his jacket, you didn't shake his hand. You said Shalom Aleichem to his jacket, not Shalom Aleichem to him. Because mitzad his jacket, they were different. The wealthier bachar had a better suit, had a better class, a quality suit, than the poor boy. But mitzad the person himself, if you're looking at the person himself, this is a bachar and this is a bachar. This is a Yirei Shemayim, this is a Yirei Shemayim. This is a Ben Yisrael, this is a Ben Yisrael. So what should be the nafkamina? We're living in a world today where people are defined. And bechlal, positions are defined by how much power is defined, by how much money they have. Somehow having more money makes them more popular, makes them into a better person. And that's the sheker of Olam Hazeh. Chag HaSukkos is the chag that comes after Yom Ha'Roim to teach us that not only are Dvarim Roim and Isurim not part of Klal Yisrael, and not the makeup of Klal Yisrael, and that's not how you classify Klal Yisrael, but even materialism, even general Dvarim Mutarim, things which are mutar, things which are permitted, materialism. Materialism also doesn't define Klal Yisrael. Because he's got more money, that doesn't make him into more of a Jew. He's got less money, doesn't make him into a less of a Jew, Chas v'Shalom. Chag HaSukkos is to be mevayer, that the etzem musa, that we're a yid, that itself says everything about us. Nothing from the outside can come and add on to the etzem definition of who a Jew is. Again, nothing from the outside can come and define who the etzem yid is. Not Dvarim Roim and Chatoim decide who the Yid is, that's Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, and not even Dvarim Mutarim and Divrei Rishus from the outside can define and classify who the Yid is. Remeila, therefore, Chag Osif is the time where people are accumulating their wealth, bringing their wealth into the house. Dafka, when people are bringing their wealth into their house, this person's got a 100-acre farm, the other one's got a 1,000-acre farm, and therefore this one's bringing in more and that one's bringing in less. So to speak, there's going to be now a definition who you are, so to speak, to see how wealthy you are. That's what the Torah says. Dafka b'chag ha'osif. Dafka at the time where people would define somebody by what crop he's bringing him home, by his materialism, by how much he has, which is a dvarim in addition to what the person, to what a yid really is. These additions, as the Torah says, leave the additions. Not these additions are going to define that you're better than your neighbor because you're bringing more. You're gathering chag ha'osif. You're gathering more than your friend. No way. That's not going to define you to be better than him. Leave all that. Leave all the materialism. Materialism, Dvarim and Yoni Rishus are not defining the Yid. A Yid is defined Be'etzem. A Yid doesn't have to take something from outside of him and bring it and try to make that part of him. A Yid has his inherent Kedusha. And it's the inherent Kedusha of the Yid that comes out in its glory on Chag HaSukkos. So therefore, Chag HaSukkos is Dafka B'Chag HaOsif. We're ignoring all Dvarim Chetzoinim. We're ignoring things that are going on the outside. And fakert, Every Jew is going to be the same. Materialistically, every Yid is going to be same midiras keva v'shev midiras arai. In other words, not only mitzad, the wealth that he's bringing him in from the field, that defines people, and the Torah is saying, stay clear from that. Even the houses themselves, people live in different types of houses, bigger houses, smaller houses. The Torah says that on Sukkos, every year, the Torah says, Torah wants to show everybody that on Sukkos we don't define by possessions. We don't define a Jew by materialism. Klal Yisrael is defined be'etzem. Be'etzem means we're defined by who we are. We are all b'nei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We are all b'nei Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. We are all, that's why we're called b'nei Yisrael. We are all children of the same father. We are all children of the same Rabbein Shalom. We're all children of the same Avos HaKadoshim. We're all Tamidim of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore that decides who we are. And that's our inherent, that's our intrinsic, that's who be'etzem who we are. And therefore, things which are in addition to that play no role whatsoever on Chag HaSukkos. And that's like why it's same Diras Keva. Everybody's got a different Diras Keva. Shev B'Diras Arai. And Achanami, nowadays everybody has a different Diras Arai as well. People have very beautiful Sukkos. But I call upon him, the Musag is that leave your Diras Keva. Leave the way you define yourself and you are defined by society the rest of the year. Leave all that for Shev B'Diras Arai. So that's why the Torah is makbid that Sukkah should be dafka b'chaga osif. Take all your tour home, but then leave all the tour. Leave it in the house and you go somewhere else. To find that to show that the tour in you is not hainu hach. That your wealth in you is not hainu hach. And this is really a very big nesayin. We know this nesayin from the pasuk v'aftos Hashem lekecha v'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol moedecha. That some people value their money, they think their money is more themselves than they themselves are, that prefer to give their lives up to save their money, which means that they're more connected to the money than they are to who they are themselves. That's what Chag HaSukkos is coming lafuki. Chag HaSukkos says, no, any materialism, anything that's from the outside, that's not you. That's not you. Don't define yourself, and don't define your neighbor, whatever, don't define any Yid by his materialism. Define him that he's a Ben Avraham, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's how he has to be defined. And that's why Be'emes Chag HaSukkos is connected to Yaakov Avinu. Because this chiddush of Av B'Shechata Yisrael Hu, Av B'Shechata Yisrael Hu, that's the Bechina of Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael. That was defined, that was the Bechina of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the one who was Mitosa Shlema. From Avram they came out Goyim. So Avram wasn't clearly defined who a Yid is. Yitzchak came out in Esav, also not clearly defined who a Yid is. Yaakov Avinu is Mitosa Shlema, all his children were Tzadikim, and there became Bechina Av B'Shechata Yisrael Hu. Yaakov Avinu, Chag HaSukkos is connected Yaakov Avinu. Pesach is connected Avram. Shavuos is connected Yitzchak. Sukkos is connected Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov Avinu is Mechadish, the Etzem, the Kedusha of the Etzem Yid. And that's why Chag HaSukkos, the mitzvahs of Chag HaSukkos, are mitzvahs of Achila, Shtia, Poshet the mitzvahs, that every single Yid can equate to. Every single Yid can equate to, and every single Yid, you know, some people have family members, close family, cousins, whatever, who are not Orthodox, not religious, bichlal, is the best Yom Tov to invite them is on Sukkos. Because you want to be Makar of them, you want to be Makar of them to mitzvahs. They're also B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they're also Yidin. You know, you invite them on Pesach, you've got to be careful, clean their pockets before they come in, perhaps they've got chometz, check their cases. They might put matzah into the soup and make gebrocks. It's a nerve-wracking Yom Tov to invite family members that are not from. Hashenkin Sukkos, all you have to do is invite him for a meal. All you have to do is come over to me for a meal. You're giving him a fleshig meal. You mazaki him a mitzvah achila. You mazaki him a mitzvah shtia. And the ma'aseh, all he has to do is make a brocha, leisha basukah, and he's mekayim all the mitzvahs. It's the mitzvah that be'et the etzamid. It's the mitzvah for the etzamid, regardless of who he is, regardless of what he looks like. It's the mitzvah that he's a B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He's a Yid, and therefore he belongs in the Chag HaSukkos. We'll come to that in a minute, to this Nakuda. But first of all, to explain the Fiza additional Nakuda, and that is the Kesher, the special, unique Kesher that we find between Chag HaSukkos and the Beis HaMikdash. Even though it was a mitzvah, all the Gimel Regalim to be oil of the Beis HaMikdash. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. But where's the mitzvah of Asmachtim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas HaYomim?
Shivas Yomim.
That there's a chilek between the key mitzvahs when you're in the Beis HaMikdash and when you're outside the Beis HaMikdash. That we don't find many other chag. Matzvahs is, you've got matzvahs wherever you are. Sukkahs, if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, is the mitzvahs the Reis and Atilas Dalad Minim Zayin Yomim. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, only Lakach Lachem Yom Rishon, not 7 days. Chag HaSukkahs is intertwined into the Beis HaMikdash, goes hand in hand with the Beis HaMikdash. We spent much longer in the Beis HaMikdash on Chag HaSukkahs than any other chag. You had the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. He had the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. That was the dance in the Beis HaMikdash all night long in the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. They were very closely connected in the Chag HaSukkahs Dafka to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Indian? We know that HaSukkahs is connected to Anan HaKovod, and Anan HaKovod was B'schus Aaron HaKoyin, and Aaron HaKoyin was the Kohen God in the Beis HaMikdash. It's another kesha between Chag HaSukkahs and the Beis HaMikdash. Why is Chag HaSukkahs so closely connected to the Beis HaMikdash? But the Yesod is, the Havchana is, that the Beis HaMikdash was also in Nisbara, the same thing as is Nisbara on Chag HaSukkahs. In the same Bechin as on Chag HaSukkahs, Tzei Midiris Arai, Veshev Midiris Keva, where every Eid, regardless of what his house looks like, he goes into the Sukkah. In the same way as Chag HaSukkahs is the time of Chag HaOsif, where the different levels of wealth are established, where everybody bought their tefuah home, and everybody bought home a different amount of tefuah, and then he's told to leave all that and to go into the sukkah. All these havchanas were exactly what the Beis HaMikdash represented. The Beis HaMikdash was the mokim that was megale, on the pasuk v'nefesh ki sakriv. Oisher and osher brings such a type. Somebody who's not such an osher, he brings the osher brings a big animal. The not such an osher brings a, he can afford less, he brings a bird. The oni brings a flower offering. And then by the flower offering, the pasuk says, v'nefesh ki sakrif, and chazal darshan, to teach us, echad amarbe, v'echad amamet, v'lvad shichavin libel ha-shamayim. The Beis HaMikdash was a place where everybody's wealth was leveled out. Where there wasn't a mile, the Beis HaMikdash was a place where we came to the Beis HaMikdash, we came, what led us, what drew us to the Beis HaMikdash was the etzem fact that we're a Yid. That's what led us and drew us to the Beis HaMikdash. And we'll discuss this, you saw it very often already, not going into it now. That was the Nakuda of the Beis HaMikdash. So Mamela, therefore, Beis HaMikdash was, Kilo, the message was before you came to the Beis HaMikdash, leave all the Tosefes behind. Fakir, the Beis HaMikdash was Megala and Maila, the Dafkar an Oni has. An Oni is purer, an Oni is more undiluted, an Oni has less addition, he has less around him that he's connected to. He has more himself to himself. So an Oni in a way is a Nefesh Kisakriv. He's a way in a Maila and a Korban. And that was what was in his Gala in the Beis HaMikdash. Chag HaSukkahs is Megala the same thing. Don't look at him because of his money. Don't look at him because of his car. Don't look at him because of anything else. Look at him because, like, as you look at every other Jew. Bechinas kol ha'ezrach Yisrael yeshu v'sukkah, says the Gemara Melamed, shekol Yisrael ruin leisha v'sukkah achas. Everybody is equal on Rosh Hashanah. Not his bank account defines what type of Yid he is. The emes is that every Alila regal was like that. Every Alila regal, everybody left their houses till the pasuk is maftiach al yachmedish es arzacha. All the Yid and every Yid left everything he had and came to the Beis HaMikdash. It really was a place where all Klal Yisrael felt equal. Everybody came to the Beis HaMikdash and they left their houses and they stayed at somebody's house. They bought their karbonos. Beis HaMikdash brought a merdeka equality to Klal Yisrael. That's why when the sinas chinam, in other words, sinas chinam means he hates, he's wealthy and he's poor and he's more powerful and he's this and he's, so that caused the chorm Beis HaMikdash, because the whole tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash is to bring this equality. Sukkahs brought out this equality. So Sukkahs is closer connected to the Beis HaMikdash than the other Chagim. But Mamre says the same was true to all the Chagim. That's why all the Chagim has Be'etzim a mitzvah to bring Ketanim as well. Hakol Chayov and Beriyah begins the Gemara Chagiga. And then it says, Kol She'ena Yoch Lirikov HaKseifa Shel Oviv. Can't write on it, Bishmachloikas, Bisham, Bisilil, and it's learned from the Pasuk, Rugolim, Shalish Rugolim, Rugolim means legs. So if the cotton needs to be carried, so that means potter from Ria. It's a very strange drosh, it's a very strange, Xerisakosif. In other words, because it says regals, you have to be, so cotton has to be carried, is potter. It's mashma keilu, there's a technical reason why the cotton is potter. What's the technical reason? Because he can't climb with his legs, he can't walk up the hill with his legs to the Beis HaMikdash. Now there's a technical reason why he can't. That's the vark. We've discussed often before that the whole musug of a cotton is that the cotton is a yid without any tosefes. He doesn't have his money yet, he doesn't have his power yet, he doesn't have a mouth yet, so much to talk. He's naive, he's sweet, he's tmimistic, that's who the Yid is. Her cotton is really very shyach, very, very shyach to sukkahs. We even know the Mishnah in Sukkah, that cotton is potter from Sukkah, but then the Gemara brings the Mishnah, sorry, brings the story of Bishamai, that his daughter-in-law had a baby, and Shammai was piches his amaziva, he made a sukkah for a tinuk ben yoma. The Mefarshim talk already, the Mefarshim discuss, was it taka for the tinuk ben yoma, or was it for her other children that came to visit her in the hospital, other younger children? About kolbanim, you see that a tinuk ben yoma, Pashim Shabbat, that Shammai was piches his amaziva, that a cotton ben yoma should be shayach. Cotton ben yoma should be shayach to mitzvah sukkah. What's the oimer? Because a cotton ben yoma, somebody who's pure, he hasn't got any additions. He hasn't got any additions, he's pure, that's who he is, he's the yid. So Bem is all in Gimra Golem with Megala this. But again, Sukkos is Megala even more. That's why the mitzvah of Hakel was taka on Sukkos. The Cholomoyed Sukkos, where Hakel is a Chiv, Hakel is a Noshim, but a Taf. Even a Taf Ben Yoma was also Mechuyiv to come on Hakel. Because Sukkos is Megala, the Etzem Yid, the undiluted Yid, that's what Sukkos is Megala. Sukkos is Megala that a Yid is not defined, Avada not by a virus, that's already Roshani and Kippur took care of. A Yid isn't defined Bechlal by the world, by the materialistic world that's going on around him. That also explains us why Sukkos is a Zeichet and Anakobet. Because the Chidor brings down, Bnei Soscha brings the Chidor quotes somebody else, he brings down that from the three miracles, constant miracles that there were in the Midbar, there was the Mon, and there was the Be'er, and then there was the Anana Kovet. We only make a Yomtiv, Zeichel Anana Kovet, not for the Mon of the Be'er. Why? So he's Mechadish, that the Anana Kovet, there was no Eir of Rav, the Anana Kovet was poilet the Eir of Rav. Mashengin, the Be'er and the Mon was given to the Erev Rav. They also have to live. They also have to survive. So the Mon and the Erev Rav got as well. But the Sukkah, the Erev Rav couldn't be in the Sukkah. The Erev Rav were poilet from the Anana Kovod. The Anana Kovod, so to speak, threw them out. The Anana Kovod did not take care of the Erev Rav. They were not enclosed within the Anana Kovod. But they still got Mon and Be'er. What's the Pshat? According to what we're saying, that's good for the Pshat. And now we understand what Sukkah is, we can understand why Sukkah is a Zechet Anana Kovod. Because Erev Rav were an addition. Erev Rav put in other cultures, other things. Klal Yisrael doesn't need anything else. Klal Yisrael doesn't need anything outside of themselves to define them, as we said earlier. And the Erev Rav were bringing in Egyptian culture, different types of culture, different in Yonim, a Tosefes, an addition, unwanted additions in Klal Yisrael. And that's exactly what Chag HaSukkos, sorry, that's exactly what Anana Kovod was doing. Anana Kovod was defining this as Klal Yisrael. And whoever's part of Klal Yisrael, Isha Shem B'Shem Yisrael, Yechuna is inside Anana Kovod. However, the Erev Rav are outside. And it's famous what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael is the rabbis is a Gerim. A Ger is a Yid, is a fully fledged Yid. Why should there be a Havamina that a Ger should be potter from Sukkos? So I think the Gemara says, because Kielu the Ger. The Ger, that was the thought that Kili, he's not part of Klal, he's not an intrinsic part of Klal Yisrael. He came from the outside, he's an additional to Klal, he's an additional member of Klal Yisrael. And Sukkos is against additions. So therefore, Sukkos, the whole vote of Sukkos is don't bring from the outside and define anything that way. So made it, therefore, that's why there's a Chiddush that even a Ger, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos, that even a Ger is included, that's a Chiddush. Any addition doesn't belong in the Anana Kovod. Any addition doesn't belong in the Sukkah. Sukkah is the simplest Yid. Whether he's poor, whether he's rich, whether he's wealthy, that's the same, exactly the same Bechinas Yid. So maybe that's the whole word of the Shpizen. When we walk into Sukkah, we say, who are we? We are Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We are Talmidim of Moshe. We have an Aaron. We have a Yosef. We have a David. In other words, this is what every Yid has. He has more mitzvahs, he has less mitzvahs, more averus, less averus, more money, less money. We walk into the sukkah, we walk into the etzem yid. We walk into the feeling, the simcha, that we are Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We walk in that we come from Moshe Aaron, we come from Yosef HaTzadik, David HaMelech. And that's what we have. And anything else is an addition. Anything else is an addition. Dafka and Chag HaSukkos, we meet the Shpizen. So that's the Indian of Chag HaSukkos. So therefore we can go one step further and go all the way to Hoshana Rabbah. Meanwhile, we discussed two inyanim. Shani and Kippur, they show that mitzvahs and averus don't define Klal Yisrael. Averus don't define Klal Yisrael. Chag HaSukkos is the inyanim of Roshus don't define Klal Yisrael. Hoshana Rabbah is Mechadesh. That the Etzem Eid is not even defined by mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs? More mitzvahs, less mitzvahs. There's a certain equality that's nizgal in Hoshana Rabbah, that even a Eid who's got no mitzvahs bechlal, so not only he hasn't got averus, they got rid of already. Not only you're going to say, no, Sukkot says that in Yonim of Roshus are not part of Klal Yisrael. No, I understand. But I still would have thought that the mitzvahs, and mitzvahs, the more mitzvahs is like the wealthier Jew, Beruchnias. Which is emes in a way. But Chag HaSukkos is megala that mitzvah, the etzem shem Yisrael. Even mitzvahs is not malo moirid. Even mitzvahs is not moise v'lebechin in the etzem of Klal Yisrael. And that's connected to Arava. We know that Arava is the bechin of ein boi tam ve'ein boi reach. Remember, the Sfasema says that in Hoshana Rabbah, why do we choose to take the Arobas, to hold the Arobas more than the other Dalad Minim? Sfasema asks. Hi, the Arobas connected those Yidin She'im Bem Loi Tam Veloi Reach. In other words, they don't have not Torah and not Meisim Toivim. So why on Hoshana Rabbah do we hold our Arobas? So Semes is an unbelievable thing. Tafke from that rova, tafke from the person who's got no Torah and no Meisim Toivim, you can be nika the dveikus of Bnei Israel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? So he says, Kimi ayin bo chavivus bnei adam alalu. Why are these people getting dovik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why are they getting excited with dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They've got no mitzvahs. They've got no Meisim Toivim. No verse. Rakshi bnei Israel nikru bonim lemokim. Like it says, V'atam ha-dveikim Hashem lekechem, chayim kolchem ayem. It's an unbelievable thing. And so Sefer says, that's why Bnei Yisrael are smeichin yoyse ben akudu azu, shenitba me mitzad ha-briya, mimasu shezoichin alidei maseim. A Yid is happier with his etzma dveikas that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than the dveikas he has that comes from mitzvahs. Unbelievable Svasemes. Svasemes is in Tofer Yishlam Adalad. Nid HaSchola, Nid HaSchola, the Sefer Svasemes. It's an unbelievable thing. Nid HaSchola of Svasemes to Sukkos. So we have three Avchonos. We have a Rosh Hashanah Kippur, we have a Sukkos, and then we come to the peak of this on Hoshana Rabbah. Shalom Kippur, that Averus are never part of the Yid is not defined by his Averus. Sukkos, the Yid is not defined by how much money he has, by anything in addition to the Etzem Yid. And Hoshana Rabbah's Megalat, not even the mitzvahs of the Yid don't define, or not Ma'ala Moirid, in the Etzem Dveikus that every Yid has with their Ribbono Shel Olam. It's an unbelievable thing. And that's like the climax of what we're saying over here. That even mitzad the mitzvahs and meisim toivim, even mitzad the mitzvahs and the meisim toivim, they are not ma'ala moir than the etzim tveikas that the Yid has with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a pachadik zach. And therefore the Yid, on Sukkos it's nizgala, that the Yid, she'im boi loy tam boi reach, Lulav tzorach, eger according to one opinion, we take the Arava and we bind it together with Hadas, we bind it together with the Lulav, we shake it together with the Esrug to show that the Ein Boi Tam Ve'Ein Boi Reach one mitzvah together with the Esrug, which is Yesh Batam Ve'Yesh Bereach. Because Sukkos is the Etzem of Klal Yisrael, and the Etzem of, when you're dealing with the Etzem of Klal Yisrael, anything else is a Tosefes, anything else is an addition. And Aver is of other an addition that's not Shaykh to Klal Yisrael. Even a mitzvah is an addition. It's an addition to the Etzem of Klal Yisrael, because the Etzem of Klal Yisrael feel it vacus without that as well. Pachadika feeling. So maybe that's the avoid of Chag HaSukkos. The avoid of Chag HaSukkos is for Yid, and that's the Zman Tzim Chaseinu, for Yid to be merely happy that he's a Yid. And that's why we know Kedushas Levi, the Senegorin Shal Yisrael, we know that the Svarim bring down his Chavivis to Mitzvah Sukkah, his Chavivis to Mitzvah Arba Minim, whole night, he used to hold the Arba Minim with the Esrog upside down before the Kiyum Mitzvah, before the morning, crying with excitement, and tears swelling down, pouring down his eyes with excitement over the forthcoming Mitzvah of Arba Minim. Because Sukkos is Megala, the Etzim of Yisrael. And when you're dealing with the Etzim of Yisrael, then there's no mokim, not for any additions. Not for Erev Ravs, not for Avada, not for Averas, not for Averas, and not for Mitzvahs. And therefore, what is the Mitzvah of Chag HaSukkos? The fact that you're a Yid. You're a human being, you need to eat, you need to sleep, you need to do everything, but you're a Yid who's eating and sleeping. And that's already different. That's already different. The fact that you're a Yid who's eating and drinking, that's already different. The etzem fact that we're a Yid, that's what Chag HaSukkos is connected. So that's the flow of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Chag HaSukkos. That we should feel the etzem dveikus, we should zeicher to feel the etzem dveikus, walk into the sukkah and we feel chinus that where we come from, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Yosef and David, we feel that is who we are be'etzem, and therefore we should feel disconnected and disassociated with anything else that we feel that makes a person better, makes it more of a Jew, less of a Jew. We should feel disconnected and disassociated to all the materialism that is out there in the world, and to all the defining of who people are by how much money they have, and how much, and the size of their car, and the size of their houses. All these things are not shaykh to us. We've taken all the chag asif, we've taken all the tfu into our houses, but we're leaving all that, because that's not define who a Jew is. A Jew is bichlal, something different. A goy, if he doesn't define himself by his money, so it's by how powerful he is and what a nice house he is, so how's he supposed to define himself? A Yid defines himself because we have an atmistic akesha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have an atmistic akesha that's inbuilt from us, from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Yosef David. And for that we're so happy. And for that there's Mansim Chaseinu, that a Yid always feels, Baruch Hashem, he has his atmistic advekas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't need anything else from outside to mekabel an atzmi stik kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then from that atzmi stik kesher we can take a build and build and build, feeling how lucky we are that we have it in us, and we should be zeichem etz Hashem to take out from Chag HaSukkos, to build on that atzmi stik advekus and atzmi stik simcha and kesher that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.